Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. If you're listening to this, this is the Coffee and Guitarist podcast. I'm Yasin Bonds.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Shadley.
Is my mic on?
Yes, it
is. We're recording. We hope so, inshallah. So, what were you guys watching? What were you doing?
I saw Spider-Man. Was it Brand New Day?
Brand New Day.
Brand New Day.
Brand New Form.
His name.
No, I thought that's the end of the sentence. I saw Spider-Man. We? Was the moment?
I thought he was going to go, I saw Spider-Man. The Brand New Form.
Yeah. Yeah, enjoyed it. I didn't go in expecting much, to be honest with you, and maybe that's the way to go into Marvel films these days. I would say the first third, maybe just less than the first third, I was like actively hating it because it just felt like it didn't have like substance.
Okay.
It was just him being Spider-Man around New York, but which is cool in theory, but I just felt like it also was, it was like filmed too flat. Like everything was on fucking green screen. You know what I mean? Everything felt flat. And that is,
it's like all on the volume now.
Exactly. And that is all like what Marvel has become, to me at least. It's just like a lot of green screen, like flat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. When in the internet world did you think Victor Matfield would give you a review on Spider-Man?
Who knew?
Tell us about the lock and the hook.
But then after that, like when the actual heart comes into the film, like when there are stakes and when it becomes real and when it, like the, yeah, just then something changed and it, like I really started enjoying it. And I enjoyed the rest of the film from there. So the majority of the film I really enjoyed.
Out of 10?
Out of 10, I would say 7.5 right now. I don't think it'll go higher. It might even go lower on my second viewing. Who knows? But
very nice.
Yeah.
worth watching, basically.
Definitely worth watching. Go watch
for
it at the
a Marvel
cinema.
Movie, that's like...
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
And it does deserve a sequel.
No. I think this... the honest truth is, and this isn't like giving anything away, but I think this was like the perfect like wrap-up of his...
His arc.
So now he must like just shut up in other people's.
Yeah, exactly. But what I will say is there isn't a mid credit sequence at all. There's an end credit sequence, but that sets up fuck all.
So I can go.
Yeah, it almost feels like there's like a bit of a.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna need to go to the bathroom, so that's
yeah. So here's the thing though. I think you can go to the bathroom and then come back to watch it.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like movies are too expensive for you to not.
Yeah,
I only watch a credits because I must get my money's worth out of a ticket.
I'm watching the full time.
Who did the lighting on this movie? Who was in charge of the script?
But you know, also like as soon as that movie is done, you can just go home and watch on YouTube where Brad's talking for 40 minutes just about that one scene, and then telling you stuff that's not gonna happen at all. But then you still watch it anyway.
40 minutes.
And here's 93 Easter eggs you missed in the movie.
I know.
That's like my favorite part of Marvel movies now is just watching that bra with his
new
dog.
Rockstars.
Nah, that bra with his dog.
Oh, in the video store.
Yeah, I just watch his stuff.
Because then there's also just like in the back you see how much collar, and then you go, you see. That's Undertaker from wrestling. He's going to be in the next movie also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like there were cool things like there's definitely inspiration taken from the Insomniac games, the PS2, the PS4 games and PS5 game, which is cool, but they could have, I think they should have taken inspiration from the combat in that game instead of the style of the game. Do you know what I mean? Like the swinging didn't even feel good in this, in the movie at all. Like it felt very green screen once again. It didn't feel like dynamic. There are a lot of, and this is, I think, was my problem with the first third, a lot of style over substance. Like, and we saw a lot of the shots
in
the trailer.
Did he do moves and stuff like that?
Not really, to be honest with you.
You know, like in the game, you know what?
Yes.
like fleas.
He's got cool new gadgets, like a web grenade, like that's from the games. You know what I mean? Like, he's got stuff like that.
He's being Peter Parker.
Exactly.
Do they explain how he can afford everything?
Nope.
Okay.
He's a dumpster diver.
Yeah.
But they brought a treadmill in the trailer.
Yeah. And treadmill's more expensive.
Treadmill's expensive, bro.
A treadmill is 10K. 10K plus.
People throw away stuff there in the States.
Like yeah, true.
That's so true.
So like you've seen a lot of those shots in the trailer, and I think it's like shots that are copied from like comic panels. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yes, they are.
With Scorpion like hitting him with his tail, and like there's a lot of those shots where it reminded me of Zack Snyder, like style over substance shots.
Yeah.
But then once they got over that, once like well, once Zendaya and Ned get reintroduced to the film, then it's cool because there's heart to it. Then Peter is like they're meeting him for the first time because of what happened in the last film. And then it gets better. What I will say is, and then like then Punisher comes in and he plays a much bigger role than I thought he would, which is really cool.
I like that.
He's in the movie a lot more than he affects the plot of the movie quite a lot.
Okay, that's dope.
And that's cool also because Peter, like if you look at Spider-Man and Punisher, very different approach to like the same sort of thing.
Exactly. Like there's the whole thing of like Punisher's trying to like kill people and he's like, we don't kill people. And then he's like, you do your way, I do it mine. Like,
they were not ones and they were fun.
I didn't watch them. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, think about Tom Holland, Zendaya, and John Bernthal, both in all three in Spider-Man and The Odyssey.
Yeah.
Right now.
Guys, I would retire. And busy. I must make so much money just in one run.
Booked and busy. Yo,
they also done. Like you go, when you watch the movie, all of it's done already. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Like they've done with the press run, they've done shooting it, they've done with the post edit.
Break.
Yo. Me, I retire. You're never gonna see me again. I'm gonna eat one movie, done.
Yeah. And so it's cool. There's we all know Sadie Sink's in it. Some of us know who she plays, some of us don't know who she plays. She's good in it. She's not in it a lot, I'll be honest with you, but she's good in it. There's that guy from Severance. He plays the head of the Department of Damage Control. So good casting. It's a good movie. It's good. It's enjoyable.
It's worth watching.
Worth the watch. I mean, I went to the waterfront yesterday.
Brad enjoyed it. It's a Marvel movie, and Brad hasn't enjoyed Marvel movies in a long time.
No,
and he had fun. So
exactly.
And Odyssey. Who did you watch the Odyssey?
I must go watch it this weekend. I'm very excited.
Can you watch it?
No, not yet.
I'm going this weekend.
No, I'll find time.
Yeah, and then we've been playing God of War 2018 again. But I'm like, so I'm playing it for the first time since probably like 2020 and first time on PS5. It looks so good on PS5. It's clean on PS5 still to this day. And I'm playing it from my external hard drive. So I know that like it's not a PS5 version, because if it were a PS5 version, it would need to be on my PS5. But I'm playing it off an external hard drive. So it's still the PS4 version.
And it still looks
clean. And we're playing through that now. Nats is just watching me play, and I'm playing it on like the easiest mode just to show the story, really.
Are you gonna get the PS5 version?
I'm sure you can.
Do you think you need it?
I honestly don't think it's necessary, to be honest with you. Like
I played it on the Pro, like it's pretty much like the same as playing it on PS5.
Exactly.
2 years' time, Brad is going to have 7 different versions of that. In a DVD, in a hard drive, in all the different forms.
That's the way I roll. So that's pretty much been it. I also watched some Leon Schuster movies, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
That's why he's wearing the Springbok jersey now. Got his love of South Africa back. He's like, nah.
He's embracing his heritage.
Oh, shucks, it's Brad's.
The one thing I will say about his movies, everyone only has one song playing the entire film. It's saying the name of the movie.
That's great.
Remember Mama Jack? Jack in the background.
I don't
the whole
remember
time.
That at all. The only thing I remember Mama Jack is the cable car thing. That's the only thing I remember.
Obscure.
But that's classic movie stuff, no? Where they would take one song, the New Year, a violin version, the New Year, like a little backtrack version, then you hear someone just singing or humming it in the back.
So break up.
If you watch, you watch any old movie, you hear it. Yeah. There's a theme song. They're going to play throughout the whole movie and then catch you at the end and they play the whole thing.
They even did it with Bad Boys 2 and they had that one song, Shake Your Tail Feather or something.
Oh, yes.
That song's just in that movie, I think, 4 or 5 times.
Proper, just different versions, same thing.
But then I watched Oh Shucks, It's Schuster, and then just the song in the background is just, Shucks, It's Schuster. And it's every scene.
No, but also they use it as a transition sound.
Yes, yes, yes.
When they go to another scene, you just hear,
So
TV stinger.
Yeah, so our new podcast is coming soon where we're going to watch every Leon Schuster movie and then
I'm down for it.
Me, I'm here for it, guys.
if at least one person says they're interested, we're going to do it. Even if you don't, we're 4 years already.
Even if I comment on myself, on the video myself.
One like, one comment, we're there.
We're done. Okay, that's me.
And what are you watching?
Watching wise, I'm not watching that much. Since we last spoke, I watched a few horror stuff. I watched Brain Dead for the first time. The New Zealand horror movie.
I haven't seen that.
With a bra. It's like
I recognize that. Yeah, poster,
It's like Evil Dead, but if it was New Zealand.
Okay.
And it's got like one of the bloodiest scenes, like it's Peter Jackson.
Before
Lord of the Rings, but it's like when I was watching it, I kept thinking, how did they trust his brother to do the Lord of the Rings?
Okay, fair enough.
I don't think they did. I think they were like,
no, but how did they give him money and 3 guaranteed movies? Based on, if you watch this movie, you'll be like, nah, like, there's no way. But it's so good. It's such a fun movie because it's playing on the Evil Dead vibe and those corny like horror movies where the acting is overdone and like all these things. And it's like a cool zombie kind of a movie. So it's really fun to watch, and it's got like one of those coolest scenes ever where he, I'm gonna spoil it because the movie is like from the 80s. But like there's like a whole lot of zombies, and he straps a lawnmower to his chest, and he just starts like running.
Nice. Okay.
And
now
it uses, I'm not lying, like so much like fake blood in the
movie. How many liters?
I was recommended this movie by someone. You guys know Duri. I asked him about I asked him for like recommendations because I told him I love Evil Dead, and he told me I must watch this one. Then I spoke to him and I was like, I told him one of the things. I was like, yo, the fake blood, I want to know what like the budget was or what. And then he said like that he thinks that must have been like the movie that had like the most fake blood ever until like another movie that I also watched, Evil Dead 2013. Because you know at the end where it's literally like just raining, like it's raining blood. So it's like a thunderstorm, but it's just like fake blood that's coming down.
Yeah.
I watched Evil Dead 2013.
Yellow mix of drink.
It's Kool-Aid.
I love 2013. I know you said you were like,
I don't mind it. I don't dislike it as much as a lot of people. Yeah. I don't dislike it at all.
I really loved it. I feel like I'm still like new, obviously, into watching other stuff, but I feel like it might be like my favorite so far that I've watched. Like I feel like they nail every part of it, and like, it feels like they knew they were making a movie that could easily have been one of those early 2000s terrible horror movies where teens go to a cabin for the weekend, but because it's got the Evil Dead vibe and they link it and they make it in the way where, you know, the deadites are like able to possess somebody, but also like, it's funny, but they do like mad like gruesome stuff. Like there's a scene, it's a machete, you know.
Yeah.
Where she's crawling, like she's trying to hide, so she's like in the gap between walls, but she's like on her backside, and she's like scooting over, and that person's trying to stab her through the wall, man.
Oh.
So then they stab through the floorboard, and it like goes across her knees, and you see them pull the thing out, and it's like you can see it slide. It's like they do mad stuff. Right. It's like, it's just really cool. And then also watch Evil Dead Rise.
It's the best. Because I love that movie.
I didn't like that
was
as
it
much.
Was it your first time seeing it?
Yeah.
Really?
He's an influencer.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because Saeed is on his wider arc now.
Yeah, it's not even.
I'm honestly finding, like, I'm finding more.
He's gained his confidence now.
I'm more interested in like watching, I feel like watching harder stuff at the moment than other stuff. Just because it's so new to me and like a genre. So it's like, I want to see.
This is like exposure therapy. He's like, okay, I'm going to overcome my fear of horror movies. I'm watching horror movies.
Resident Evil was the gateway drug.
Yeah. I'm still not watching stuff with spirits or stuff like that. So don't recommend any stuff with spirits.
No paranormal activity, exorcist.
I have a, next to my window in my room, I have a tree. Right? So sometimes in the middle of the night, like a branch will eat my window. Then I'm like, nah. I don't know what this is. But if it's stuff like Evil Dead where I know that stuff can't be real, then I'm fine with it. But I don't want to watch spirit stuff because who knows if I'm up late playing games and I feel a breeze on my neck, I'm like, nah, I'm gone.
Done.
That's my time.
Then somebody high fives you when you're alone at home, and you're like
ready to go. Yeah. Nah, and then I also watched Misery. That was the thing. I never watched it before.
And what did you think? Did you probably watched the two When it was too old? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Not even just, not that. I just think that I've seen too many things that reference it.
Okay.
To the point where like, because you know, like it's been referenced in so many things. Yeah. Also, like I feel like if my first encounter of anything is watching a Family Guy cutaway gag, then it's like, yo, I can't take it like
yeah.
as seriously as it's supposed to. But it's still really good. Kathy Bates is amazing.
She's
in that
scary
movie.
As hell.
She's yeah. so scary.
Yeah.
And is it James Caan? He's yes. like so yeah. good in that at all because like the way he acts, like you know, you can tell when he's faking, when he's trying to act like...
He's trying to act nice to her
yeah,
and
it's
stuff
just,
like that.
It's just so good. Yeah. It's and good, then I rewatched Fast and Furious the other day, but that was just because...
Wait, which one?
The first one. Oh. I'm going to rewatch all of them, but it's so much better than what they do now, but it's also not better.
Yeah. Mm.
Like it's
so different.
It's very different. It's like a different kind of movie.
Like, it needed to change in order to continue,
yeah.
but it's like...
But they went way too far, but yeah. now it's still... It's
but now
fun.
It's going like all the other way.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder when they do a throwback one or when they go, okay, let's go back to the Honda Civic.
I feel like people...
They can't, but...
Like people will be like, what is this?
Vin Diesel needs to be Superman or something now. Like if yeah. you watch the stuff he does, he can't go back to being a... Brah.
Yeah.
He like, runs a garage.
You can't go back to being a normal...
He's,
brah.
Gone, he's
to
gone too far.
They went to space.
They literally went to
brah,
space.
He stepped on a highway.
Yeah,
and the highway collapsed, bro. Like, do you understand? Like,
he jumped from a tank across the highway onto a car.
He dropped the car out of an aeroplane, and he hit the road at full speed, and he didn't lose control of his car. And yeah. the car didn't, the chassis didn't bend. Nothing happened. That car was fine.
He drove a car out of a skyscraper into another skyscraper.
Into another skyscraper.
He let his 7-year-old lightly drive a car and definitely kill like 13 people at least.
He drove down like, a dam. Like, there's no yeah. coming back.
No.
But, like, you can't lead a normal life.
You can't go
that.
Back.
There's no one. Yeah.
And also, everybody is sweaty in that first movie. Like, I was watching it. It was cold. I was feeling warm watching it. I was like, yo, everybody is so
even at
sweaty.
Night.
Like, yo, it was... I was in my huggle there, but I was like, I'm feeling like I'm starting to sweat like them. Yeah,
forget
but
about a cur.
Yeah, yeah, it's so crazy. Man. That's all I've been watching.
And you're playing FIFA now.
I'm back on FIFA.
Who this man?
It was on Game Pass because I finally got a hard drive for my laptop so I can download games now.
Nice.
So I downloaded.
You can download Call of Duty, and that will be the end of his hard drive.
Yeah. So I started playing FIFA. I'm just playing Ultimate Team. I'm doing the SBCs because basically it's like a checklist. So in my mind, that's a fun thing to do because it's like just filling out the checklist.
Ticking boxes.
I'm just ticking boxes and I'm sometimes playing games. Like I'm doing more SBCs than I'm playing actual matches in the game. And yeah. I haven't played a single game online
What's
yet.
An SBC?
So it's like a squad building challenge where you can unlock packs by all the cards you get that you don't play with. You can put them into... SBCs and then you get like packs and you can pack
okay.
more cards
Fair
and
enough.
Then you just do the same thing over and yeah. over. So like every day I just do like when I'm
Basically,
I watch
Pokemon
a podcast
FIFA.
Yeah, I just do SBCs and then I play. Like I haven't played a single game online yet just because I don't want to play.
Why 13-year-old is gonna fluke you eight and that's the end of
so
it.
Can I choose PSG? No, she's Real Madrid now with yeah. Mbappe and just absolutely destroy you.
But the game is so nuts now because yeah. they have looked the cards no?
yeah
and they got the promo cards. Then you can do things called Evos on them now.
Hectic.
Because, so like you unlock an Evo
yeah,
you buy an Evo where you put the Evo on a card, then you can do different, you can change their stats, right?
Okay.
So you can take a card that's from silver all the way to like 96 rated if you just Sheesh. Chain Evos on them and you play with them the whole time. But because of that, everybody's team is like the lowest player in the team is 96 rated.
Whoa.
Everybody
oh,
has
cook,
like 95
bro.
Sprint. You can't, so I can't play online because I'm not good enough to keep up.
One, but I just dribble your whole
yeah.
team.
So I play squad battles where I play with my team that I have. So I've got a quiet team, but not really quiet compared to like the internet meta
you
is like.
Type yourself, bro.
Nah,
okay.
Because they have the thing called play styles now, no? And they've got like running styles that you must like pay attention to. Because like,
so the money can buy the game.
Yeah,
yes,
but it's
always
been like
it's
that.
It's been
though.
Like that for the last
But
eight,
there's
yeah,
like running styles now. No? So there's one running style where the longer your person sprints, the faster they get. Then there's one where they're explosive. Then they off the mark quicker, but they slow down. So everybody all uses one running style on their players. So now you have like players who are like really good, They can be like 95 rated, but they're terrible because their running style isn't good. Oh. So you can't keep up online against people who have that other running style. Like, it's so much nonsense.
Yeah.
That like, you understand why people don't want to play the game anymore.
Yeah.
It but became I just too do technical.
My SBCs and my checks.
So
like, this is the thing. FIFA became too technical. Mm. It became like a simulator more than like just a game that you can like put on
FIFA's
and enjoy.
Corrupt online and indoor. That's what we learn now. FIFA's cuck all around.
Yeah. But FIFA is so corrupt. No, they don't even have the license anymore. No. Like, because they wanted more money.
Nice. Yep. But that's
why it's EA FC. Do you know how corrupt you must be, no? If EA, who is greedy, are like, nah, this is too much.
Also, it was such a good relationship, I think, of like they were making their money. Why did they need more?
They wanted more for basically just names, like licenses.
You know, they could have had ad space into the fucking game also.
They probably do, bro.
They already do. Your screen just goes smaller than they run an ad.
They got like, because you can build up your stadium in Ultimate Team, then you can like put banners and stuff. Then like some companies, like you can make challenges in the game where like SBCs, and then you unlock their logo or a kit with their thing.
Damn.
I don't know whoever plays
advertising the game.
That's how but that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to try to play Resident Evil 7 this week or Assassin's Creed Odyssey or
Resident Evil.
Or what's the Postman game? Death Stranding.
We will tune in next time to find out what Saeed has played before.
Cyberpunk is on sale also.
Brad plays Alan Wake too.
Yeah. Cyberpunk is on sale, so I'm like thinking, must I get Cyberpunk? But
isn't that also on Game Pass?
No.
And it's not.
Oh. It's on PS Plus.
It's on PS. Yeah. So it's on sale for like $280, I think.
So worth
and it's like $460 if you want the DLC with it.
Yeah, it's worth it.
So I was like thinking, okay, maybe. But let me first finish the other games and... Because it's always on sale. The quiet thing about Steam sales, if you miss it now, just wait 2 months and that same sale is back.
Yeah.
And then I buy it, and the next sale is cheaper than what I paid for it. So. Sorry.
I was trying to remember what movie I watched. I wasn't playing games, but I watched In the Grey with Henry Cavill and Jake Gyllenhaal.
I never even
heard of this. This is obscure.
It's so wild.
It only went on Yasin's
playlist.
On Yasin's playlist.
It's so wild to have like two big names and both of them are like not the lead. Like the movie's so...
I haven't even seen this poster before.
Is it... What's his name?
Is this real?
What's the director?
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie.
His stuff. I feel like he just keeps putting... When did this come out? He just has stuff.
I love Guy Ritchie's stuff.
No, it's a great movie, but the problem is that... It happens in a small world that the world they make is very small. But the problem is there's so many plot holes. And even a normal person that doesn't watch, because they make a plan where they must go save a girl and all this other stuff. And I go, yeah, but now, why didn't they just, if I was the bad guy, I'd shoot you now. You know, when the bad guy takes you out to shoot, guys, we're causing problems here. But a fun movie, if you just want to watch an action movie where both of them are really good and the team is good. But again, it's so sad. Like, they're part of a team and you go, oh, you guys are the guys that must die. Because you guys are not on the posters.
We don't even know your name, so you're not going to make it.
You don't get top billing, so...
But whoever did the wardrobe was also trash and ass, because the one brother's wearing a t-shirt, the other one's wearing a jacket, and it's cuck hot. You just go, nothing here looks right. Mm. But in true Guy Ritchie fashion, Scoops Kitendona and just a fun.
It's what he's good at.
Yeah.
Great.
Must do like our top Guy Ritchie films at some point. What's your favorite Guy Ritchie films? Like, give us your top three. And then for me, it's been work. Your work has been slatting me. And I've been playing Slay the Spire. I haven't played Slay the Spire 2 yet, but I'm playing that again. Just because it's just freak lickle, man. Like,
that is a game that you can just lose hours.
Yeah, you lose hours because it's just deck building, and then it's trying to fix mistakes that you, like, if you pick the wrong cards as you're building it, like your deck, and hoping you don't, like, lose.
Yeah.
I haven't finished the game. Like, I haven't slayed the spy yet.
I played, like, more than 60 hours in that game. I never finished a single run, bro.
It's so good, but it's so hard. Like, it gets so difficult, like, the further on you get.
Yeah. Like this po- like I there was a point where I literally like was searching on Reddit, is it even possible to beat this game? Because I was like, nothing I can do ever works.
It's because
but
of the pods, man. Like each area is different pods you can take. Now you like think there's a boss. So like, okay, if I go here I can get like quite loot and stuff. Mm. But like, okay, but I could die.
Mm.
But yeah, there's a chest, but the chest could also be a trap. So you like thinking like if you like five pods, that's four crazy. Or five pods, and it's just like the decision making is tough. It's it's so good. It's so addictive. I need to play Slay the Spire Part 2 now.
Yeah, I need to. Apparently it's still only in early access, but the game is finished. It's just the only thing they must add is the art assets. So the game is actually done, so you can actually play number 2. Okay. I think it's on sale now for like $200.
Yeah,
what do you mean? What's the art assets?
So like it's cards, man. So they didn't design. They're gonna add. They've not
they
finished
add it in
with all the background.
So they can't,
and
they
stuff
can't
like
sell
that.
It as like a full game because it's not the
but
pro,
they,
it's a, not complete product.
Because they focused on making the game work first before.
Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah, but
like early access really does help because it's like getting that feedback makes a big difference.
Like what they did with Hades 2. Hades 2, they released.
Yeah.
In perfect condition.
Yeah, because
like
they waited
there
like a year.
Because they let people play the, you could play the beta for like a year, basically. The early access for a year. And then they
even
listened and they changed.
Only like officially launched now and they're like, the game is amazing.
It's much different from the.
Because it's early access. They get the feedback.
Mm.
They obviously listen to the community.
Yeah.
They improve the game where they can. And then when it's officially launched, it's actually really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to quickly, I forgot about three games that I played and I won't go too much into them, but I played new on PS Plus was this the new Snow Bros game.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Absolute trash.
Five for five.
Honestly, yes. Because like, it's basically like an open world Snow Bros game.
That doesn't even.
That makes no sense. What do you mean an open world Snow Bros
game? It's like 2.5D isometrics, so kind of top down and you can see them like running. But there's, and obviously I didn't get very far in the game. I uninstalled like after 20 minutes, but it's very much walk. Oh, you see some guys shoot, just make them a snowball, kick the snowball. It like almost aims at the other guys on the level. So the snowball hits them. And then you just walk to the next part and then do the same thing. So it's not not challenging.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the Power Rangers, Rita's Revenge. Rita's Rewind. Yeah. It's okay. I can see what they're trying to do. It just didn't feel.
Is it a fighting game?
It's like the Teenage Mutant. It's like the Ninja Turtles game.
But like a 2D brawler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And something about it felt
off.
It's like the graphics look cool. It's like a fun. It's also like a retro style graphics. But the fighting itself just didn't. It just didn't seem like there was
something.
It was like a disconnect.
Hmm.
Whereas with Shredder's Revenge, for example.
Yeah,
that is like smooth and like fun and challenging, but fun. Whereas this Rita's Rewind, something was missing. So that was a bit of a miss, unfortunately.
Let's check it out. I wonder if it'll be better, like multiplayer. Maybe. I don't know. Like,
I just almost felt like there was like an input delay from Punch.
We can play with you.
Basically.
Yeah, he's basically like looking for
bring your
for
PlayStation
like,
controller.
He's like looking for
maybe multiplayer.
And then what was the other one? Oh, it's called Thank Goodness You're Here, which is like
a British game.
Yeah.
It's a British
game. It's a big part of the game. That it's like,
so
it's
funny.
Look, I'm not going to lie. That just sounds funny because it's like, it's so brutal. It's
but
like a British game.
Yeah, but you know exactly what I'm talking about though.
But like, it's this guy, like it's almost, it feels like a Rick and Morty type of like absolutely wild, like insane vibe. So like the first thing is like, the story is you're this like salesman and you have to go to this small British town to like sell something. I can't remember even what it was. But as soon as you arrive there, like things start going wrong in the town, but not because of you. And then you have to like inadvertently help them. But it's like a guy like, but it.
Okay. I've heard of this game.
Fully cartoon style as well, which is great.
It's like, what's the zombie movie?
When you're thinking of Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, like Hot Fuzz. It feels like but it feels like a Hot Fuzz.
Like the vibe of the
fair
world.
Fair enough,
the town, yeah.
It is that because also like there's a shop that like just sells butter. And then
it
like,
feels like Stardew Valley, like almost like in a weird way.
Yes, but it's unhinged. It's so unhinged because like there's a shop that just sells butter, but you have to get into that shop that haven't opened yet because you're like it's early in the morning. But then you walk You have no mission objectives. You're just walking around this town.
This is so Stardew Valley coded, but
and then like there's a guy. I think it's the mayor or something. He's got his like hand stuck in a drain because he was down there trying to get a coin, and then he's just lying there like with his hand in the drain. And then you have to go.
Game was so cheap.
It is a bit like that, yeah. And then you have to go into the butter store and steal their only block of butter and slide on it to the mayor whose hand is stuck in the thing. Then it melts on his hand, and then he can pull his hand out.
Oh yeah, this is very much like
so Stardew. Kind of game that you like
I enjoyed it, yeah.
This is one of like it's silly, but it's fun because it's silly, but like
yeah. And then yeah, there's like the one the supermarket you walk in there and they're infested with rats, but the rats are like smoking and they're just like, "What's up, man?" Like no, yeah. But they're not. They're like, "Hello there, old chap." They're like,
"Is that the one
so
where
it's
you
kind of like Monkey Island?"
Is
feeling.
It the one where you put your hand in the ice or something? Or there's is it the
possible?
Jamie, bring it up quickly.
what am I looking for?
Thank goodness you're here.
Hand in ice. You can't just Google.
No, the game.
What's it called?
Thank goodness you're here.
I think I have seen it. It's a bit of a naughty game also.
Yeah.
It was one of the game of the year nominee.
Yes.
And it's funny. It's a funny, stupid, like, it's dumb, but it's great. Like, it's really cool. I must finish this. I can imagine it's probably over in like 4 hours, kind of one of those things.
Oh, this is but
it's, from this all is, the clips I've seen, it's yeah. just been funny yeah. things.
It is
was,
funny.
Was that was a nominee last year, no?
For I can't remember.
That's crazy.
Because I remember, I think it,
it
was
might have been on like one of the lists.
Yeah. Maybe like an indie or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. Let's go over to the bulk of the episode, half an hour in.
Okay, so yeah, you were talking about three games that you were playing in Honda. So now we're going to talk about three games from our childhood.
Ooh.
But not the popular stuff, like stuff that's forgotten, the obscure stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll lead it off. So my list, the three I got were, let me find it quickly. So I have Twisted Metal 2, Monster Rancher Battle Card Episode 2, and then Tenchu Stealth Assassins. So that's my three. All from PS1.
Nice.
Mine is Battlezone.
Yo.
And then Overboard on PS1. And then Super Smash TV.
Lekker.
I haven't heard any of those.
Me neither, actually.
So my first one is the ball one game on PC.
I knew it. I knew this was going to come up. I knew it.
It's real. One day we'll find it. Then I also have Road Rash.
Oh, yeah.
Midtown Madness.
Oh,
and then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Game Boy Advance game. It's just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
That is, that's very specific or so, like. Yeah. Brad?
Mano, I think I've spoken about one or two of them on the podcast, but The Curse of Monkey Island, specifically The Curse of Monkey Island, Shadow Warrior, and Goosebumps Escape from Horrorland.
Yo, Shadow Warrior is your...
I didn't know about the Goosebumps thing.
Yeah, so those are my three.
It's a first-person shooter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a whole series that they did, like...
It's new, they're releasing new games now, and also that guy that you interviewed at Comic-Con... the cool guy that you interviewed at Comic-Con, he voices Lo Wang in the more modern Shadow Warrior games.
Yeah, I knew you were going to. It's this kind of...
Another game I just remembered, Messiah.
Messiah. Oh, you've spoken about this. You mentioned it before.
I just remember this being on the... This was in a NAG magazine like years ago, and then I didn't... Yeah.
What is...
It's a game where you play. I don't know anything about the game. I never played it.
It's just obscure. It's just,
yeah, and then also Area 51.
Yeah.
So I was gonna start off with like Twisted Metal 2, and that is just like, you don't know, it was an FPS game, but not the FPS game, like that split screen sort of style where it's like you all just hunting each other down. But I think like each of the vehicles, each of the characters, even like Vigilante, they all had the own thing, their own special, and that made it like liquor. And it's like you have to race for weapons basically because like there's pickups, so it's like a kart racer or so.
Yeah.
And then,
but also I think there were a lot of movies in that time that made that was almost in that kind of world. You know, like they're in space and now you must like we must throw the ball in the game so that you can win because your team needs food or something. You know there's like when sci-fi was almost...
It was unhinged.
Like sci-fi and poverty met.
Like, do you know how unhinged the plot of Twisted Metal is? It's about like the devil giving like pacts to people, and then it's like, fight in car combat. Like,
that's wild.
Like, what? And then, like, when you finish the game with each of them, it's like he fulfills their wish, but somehow he screws them over as well. So it's like, it's just, it's so unhinged. But we spent a lot of time playing, like, that was, like, one of the games that we played, like, a lot of. Just never because.
Me neither.
It was just dark. That was the only problem I had with the game in terms of, like, the lighting.
Yeah.
You didn't see the actual screen.
Yeah, you couldn't. But, yeah, it was just, it was a lot of fun. And I think it was that multiplayer component. It was different. So it wasn't Carmageddon. Mm. It wasn't, it was, like, not like Carmageddon, but it wasn't, like, Crash Team Racing, for instance. That's why I say it's, like, a first-person shooter where it's, like, it's got that action-heavy focus rather than racing. So it's like more party focused. I think they were like distractible parts of like some of the levels.
Okay.
It was very chaotic. The game was very chaotic.
Do you know anything about the game?
I know that apparently the TV show is good.
I haven't watched the TV show.
There's a TV show. It's on season 2. Yeah, apparently everybody keeps saying it's good.
Anthony Mackie's in there. Yeah. And
Captain America.
And Stephanie Beatriz. So Rosa Diaz.
It was also a guy that was just connected to two wheels.
Oh, and Samoa Joe is in there.
Oh, is he
Samoa
there?
Joe?
Oh, yes,
he's the body of the clown guy.
Yes. Of, what's his name? Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so a lot of fun. It's just very unhinged. I don't know why it hasn't been brought back like properly. I think it could be done properly.
But didn't there say, I'm sure somebody, they're busy remaking it though. I'm sure
I
there was
I think they tried to bring it back, but it was like an online only version like a few years ago. And then it like just didn't work. I don't think they did it well.
Like, wasn't there a news thing like recently where they want to bring it back, but they if they do bring it back, it'll have to be an online like a proper, like well, it'll know. Be like a.
Online we'll have to. We'll
it'll
have to
be
check
like
it
an online, only online game, like a.
Saeed,
like
look
a Royale
at that
thing.
Look at that thing. Well, I'm gonna speak on. Yeah, you may bring your phone. It's the right thing.
Can't bring it up.
So the next one I want to talk about is Tenchu. So Tenchu came out the same time as like Metal Gear and Hitman in 1998. So. Stealth
was the time.
Stealth was, everybody was ghosting everybody that time on screen. And like, yeah, who doesn't like a ninja focused game? Like, funny enough, this is also designed by FromSoft.
Oh, wow.
So the guys who make Dark Souls and that. Oh. And yeah, it shows in this game because if you try and fight your way through this game, no, my guy, it's hard. Like, they punish you for not going the stealth route.
Oh,
is good. I think good though. I guess
yeah. It's it kind of makes you go this way, and it's like stealth is gonna get you to like the boss or like your target.
Yeah,
a lot earlier, and that is like also like changing that mindset of like, oh, let's just
brute force. Shoot.
Yeah, brute force. Like you could fight your way through, but
you're not gonna make it.
And like the game, so you had a grappling hook, so you could climb on like roofs and stuff like that. But you also got like other tools, like you could get healing items. Like Hitman, you had to get like, pick like your loadout so you can get like healing items, throwing knives. You could get like these caltrops, so you drop them and they like slow down the enemies if they're chasing you.
Okay.
There's smoke bombs, so you can like smoke bomb, disappear.
It was also a proper ninja experience.
Yeah, it was like a proper ninja experience.
Also, again, they were, the time we were deep in that.
Yeah, it was also different because it was like that ability to go like up with a grappling hook. So you go like, yo, this is mad. Like
you can also just
you're not just
avoid.
Walking. Yeah, so you're going like, I can get on that thing and then jump onto this bruh and finish him. So yeah, that game was was mad.
Yeah, I've watched you play that a few times.
Yes. And then the last one I want to talk about is like the most obscure one, and that's Monster Hunter Battle Card. Monster Hunter Battle Card Episode 2.
Is this in the Monster Hunter?
Not Monster Hunter. Monster Rancher Battle Card.
I've never heard
so, of this. I got it confused for a long time. I thought Monster Hunter Battle Card, and then I was like looking for it, and I'm like, this game doesn't exist. Am I losing my mind? Like Saeed. And then I found out that's Monster Rancher.
The Bowen game is real, guys. The Bowen game is real. We will find it.
So,
and then we will.
Until that time, we will wait. We're waiting for the third degree.
If you ever played that game,
so
just tell me, please.
It was a card game. Duh. Like, you got different monsters. And they all have, like, different strengths and that. Each turn you had guts. It was called guts for like energy to play.
Was it the card, like an actual card game? Like, you know, when you play Yu-Gi-Oh, or was it you have the card, but you actually see the monsters? Do you know what I'm...
I think when they battled, you saw them battle.
Okay.
But it was like a card game.
So it was like a Yu-Gi-Oh, more Yu-Gi-Oh than...
Okay. Okay. So then you also had to like discard cards, like to get guts to attack and like evade and like to win the game, because you had to reduce the life to zero.
So slay the spire.
Yeah. So the quiet thing was like, you had to build your deck in such a way that it's like you have strong stuff that you can keep, but like, but weak stuff so you can discard. And there were a lot of monsters. But there were two things that I thought were like very cool in here. You could combine monsters to make a new one.
Ooh.
So okay, you could combine two and then you make like a new monster like that you could use. The other thing that I feel like...
When you made the monster, did it stay like that? But the next time you played, was it normal again? Or they stole it?
You could create like a new monster to use.
And it stayed.
Nice.
Yeah, so it became like a new card. So you could like stack up cards and then you create like a new card. So you lose those two to get that one, basically. Okay. The other thing you could do, which is highly underrated, you could read audio CDs to get cards.
Oh, it's this game. I thought it was Monster Hunter that did.
Yu-Gi-Oh also did it, isn't it?
No, they had the codes on the card.
Oh, yes.
Almost any audio CD in and get
any CD. You just put any CD in.
Any music CD and you get like a card. You know how mad that was at the time?
Put the Quran in there.
You start plucking. You just like...
You win everything, bro.
Yo. Well, so I think that was mad because I was...
That's such a cool idea.
Yeah, because it's like, just try stuff.
It could just generate new things all the time.
Yeah, it's like it rewarded you without like punishing you. Like, you could still get other cards, but this is like a way to fast track it and get new stuff.
And were the cards that you made, were they like, did they randomize like powers and stuff, or was it just they all?
No, I think it was. I think they were all like set combinations at the time. But like that time, it was mad because you were like, what the hell?
Were those cards? Were they real cards also?
Nah,
it wasn't. You couldn't.
I think the franchise was too small for it to be like to make it like a real card game.
That's crazy.
But it was mad. It was fun. Like, I don't think it holds up well. I think it's one of those it's very basic.
I remember that fun part of the game, of just like, yo guys, bring all the music CDs you have.
Yeah, let's just plug it in.
We can like, make this now.
Because that was like, what do you mean you can put the audio CD in? Any audio CD, you put it in there and then you somehow get the card. Like,
that's wild.
Like,
and mid-game also, that's the thing. Like,
a whole center you go to and then it's like, put it in and then you're like, okay, get all the CDs in the house, plug it in, let's see what we can get.
That's great.
Yeah, I was just like, I think
there were some real cards.
They were okay, but are they expensive? They
secure.
But that's like
one. You know what it is? Nah? It was secure, like they printed like this one set.
The 2000, the game in it. Is that the game you played in 2000?
Yeah. I must have a look now. Like, you must show me after.
Also, if the most expensive ones are what's it, 200 then?
Yeah. It's not that
so
expensive.
Sorry to the kids who need school fees, but he's going to be buying Monster.
not really. I don't think it holds up that well.
I think the game would be fire now if they did it. And you basically, again, any of your discs where you just put in a PlayStation 2, you put in a Blu-ray, and it gives you a new monster. I'll play that.
Yeah, it's a good idea in concept, like, also because, yeah, it's just like you can get more stuff.
I think they could do that now.
But they won't, because today it's pay to win. You must spend money. They want cash money. They don't want to.
Also, nobody's gonna have discs soon. So
yeah. So there's nobody's gonna have disc drives.
I feel like a phone game.
They could do a QR code.
Yeah, or even a barcode. You could scan any barcode and it gives you a monster key.
And so I scan like the Spotify like track list.
Yeah.
What's this? But it was a lot of fun, and it's one of those obscure games. I know I spoke to Ricky about it from Collect Them Up, and he was saying like it's cheap relatively to get the game. It's like 200 rand, so I might pick it up sometime. Yeah. It's not like a super rare game.
Nice. I have to go to Collect Them Up soon. I must go fetch some stuff I bought.
So it has been fine.
They're getting all your money,
Collect Them Up all your money,
I have one thing waiting, but when I go there, then you'll say, yo, do you want to look at these?
You want some of this?
And then
you're going to buy something also.
Okay,
multiple
next?
Things.
So, Battlezone.
Was that?
The 3D tank game.
Do you know we play? Is this the game we played? Did we play this game when we were doing the playing?
This one.
The,
No.
You've spoken about this before, but like a long, long time ago.
It's like a, it's not the MS-DOS game. I think it's just after DOS. Yeah. But in any way.
Yo, that is, bruh, that was a classic.
It's just lines. That's all that it is. But in the same way, they figured out how to make 3D in a 2D world.
Yeah.
That didn't even make sense. And then there was obviously remakes where it actually was 3D. But this was the first time also I think I played a first person.
He's a first person shooter.
But it was super epic. And then also it was such a different game to everything else that we were playing at the time.
Like, it looks like Asteroids.
Yes. So in a world of Asteroids, they figured out how to make it 3D.
In a world of Asteroids, B battles.
Then also, did you play the Asteroids after the Lion one? The one where there was like the planets were like, was cows or cheese.
Yeah, I played that.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Then the after you break them, then the pieces would always eat you.
Yeah. But also in Asteroids, you just press one direction and you just fly across the screen and then you make spin and you shoot the whole time and say, hope you don't get anything. Battlezone, fire game, but I was never good at it. Then Overboard was a PlayStation 1 game where you were a ship.
Never saw this.
I recognize the cover, yeah.
And
There's another game that uses that font, though.
Yes. The other thing is, a lot of these games were basic. Like, they existed in other formats also, but I like the theme of the pirates and, like...
It was different, but, like, silly and fun.
Yeah. It went under Overboard and it went under two names, actually.
I can't remember. Shipwreckers.
I think, yeah, Shipwreckers was
that. This other one.
Yeah.
That looks like it would be a game on Switch now.
Yes. I have a style, my guy.
I would play this now.
And then also it was, the Twinbee, where you basically, you have a ship and then you get collectors or guns that build on the ship while you're playing it. And you go into small areas and you must battle through stages like that. A very basic game, but a lot of fun and also very funny. Then Super Smash TV. Do you know Super Smash TV?
Nah, never.
It was on Call of Duty. Call of Duty had their own one also. One of the Call of Duties had it as a bonus game you could play to unlock more things. Basically, it's a TV show and you are a contestant and you must kill everything that comes your way. But it gets violent and messy and just
Sounds cool.
So it's got nothing to do with like Super Smash Bros. It's got nothing. No, not that. Okay.
And then also because it was up to four people could play it also in the same stage. So, and then you basically choose like a route to go through. You start in the middle. There's four doors, one on each side. And you must go through to the next stage like that.
Okay.
But there's different guns to pick up. There's different weapons. There's different people that would attack you. But also like it would be like a game show style. That's the other thing I liked about it. Cause after the stage, then there's a guy that reports of like what you did, you went through. And it's, it was just like a chaotic game. You know, those games where you go, if I die, it's fine because I'm going to come back now into the mess. This guy out again. And then it's almost like an unnerved version of Gladiator, American Gladiator.
Yeah.
And then Call of Duty had it also in one of the...
I can't remember.
Just go Google it quickly, man. I'm sure. And I don't think a lot of people knew that the minigame existed in Call of Duty. Then what else is there? I think you had to go into the thing, unlock a code, and then go into someone's helmet. And then push a helmet or something. It was such a weird
thing. Guys, if you know what he's talking about, please let us know.
Sound crazy.
It does sound like fun. This game sounds like fun.
No,
yeah.
it's a mad fun game. I don't know if it's available on Android yet, but it's been on a lot of formats. They haven't actually done any new versions of it. But
I play this.
Play it. It's fun.
Nice.
Saeed.
I rushed through mine.
I'm just gonna say the ball one game. I'm not gonna get into it again because these people don't believe.
Doesn't exist.
These people don't believe me when I talk about.
We will believe you.
One of my favorite games of all time.
I will believe you 100%, but I need to see the evidence.
Somebody will find it. I will try to find it. I'm looking, but there's no way to find this thing, bruh. It doesn't even show up when you look online. It's not on archive.org. It's nowhere. some random people have said, I remember that game, and then they never replied to my messages when I asked them about it.
So it is going to end up knocking at the headquarters there by Bar White and be like, show me the game.
I'll try to figure something out. I don't have a lot to say about my choices, but I'll say the Road Rash game it was the first time I played a game that you could do stuff like that in.
Yeah.
I never had the concept of you can hit the bra
while you're driving. No, like while it was driving. Like, what do you mean?
That's the point of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like you mean, yeah, like it's like I'm racing it, and then I can still move this bra to stop
you. Or you have a chain or you have something. And it was just fun because I just remember like playing it, or like we would play one at a time, and me and my cousins, we would just sit there the whole time and see like how far can you get, and then sometimes you get caught or something, and then the police would throw you in the back of in the
booth. Yes,
and then it would be like you would try to like see how many different like endings can you get.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would just end up being fun. Like I don't remember, I don't remember like anything outside of those moments in the game. Like I don't even know. Like could you win a race? Did the race end? Like I don't even remember.
Can I just send a shout out to Muska Maldin? Who she was a computer teacher and she put Road Rage on the
We know it was you.
And we played it and we loved it also because we played, I think we were linked also. So you could, during computer class, you could play with your brasa and you could move your brasa.
Great.
Shukran. Yeah.
Guys, what games did you play during computer class? Like we played games. I know I played Quake 3 in matric year in computers.
We played Quake 3.
Yeah, that's why I love Quake 3.
We played, we played a Dota map called BVO, Bleach versus One Piece.
Oh, that's mad.
We played that all the time. Then all the Bleach and One Piece characters were in there. So my friends taught me how to play Dota through that. So then I would always just choose Ace because he was like the easiest person to play with.
Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah.
Counter-Strike was great because it was a basic game. Could work on every PC and everyone could kill each other.
Yeah.
Nice.
My other game, I don't know if...
What did you play?
Honestly, not much. Like, we never...
Come down.
Was he practicing rugby, bro?
No, actually, ironically, we played like cricket in computer class because it was like... physical cricket. Like,
look at this, like, this privilege. Somebody playing sport but with like a ruler what and nonsense.
A piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How big was this class?
We were like on the roller chairs. And then the person bowling would like run on the roller chair and then do that. And then all while our teacher's just watching us going, I can't stop this. Like, this is my life.
They gave up.
The teacher gave up.
Shout out my big Hoffmeyer, our teacher. I'm still friends with him on Facebook. So we played cricket and then even sometimes the teacher would, Mr. Hoffmeyer, if we hit a six, he would catch it. He's like sitting in the front of the class and then he'd go for the catch and then we'd all be like, cool.
Yeah. He was just happy. He didn't have to teach.
100%.
He was like, I'm not dealing
with a sandwich there, drinking a cup of coffee. He was like, nah.
The teachers, what was the point
of it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's all. And then we had some game where like you could like torch or like burn your desktop. But like, so you'd open it. And then you'd have like tools like a paintball gun or a chainsaw.
I know what you're talking about.
And then you could like take it to your desktop and then obviously just little...
It rips it apart basically.
But also computer class matric was when Facebook first started. So that's all we were doing, just being on social media.
And MySpace, Brad. We know about your MySpace.
Know about my emo MySpace days, yeah. So that's all we played in computer class. Cricket mainly. What's your third game?
Midtown Madness.
What was that again?
I remember
it's a
that.
Car game. You can just check it. Like it's.
Yes, we could mod the game because
I don't even remember, bro. Like all I remember is that you could drive and you could try to eat pedestrians, but they would dive at the whole time.
There is a trend with Saeed and hitting people while he's on a vehicle. Just, in a vehicle, please keep the safe distance.
It was just a game that like my uncle just had it on his computer one day, and I was like, "Can you give me this game?" And I took it home and I played it, and then whenever my cousins or anybody would come to my house, I'd be like, "Come and play this game." And then there's like a bridge in there also, but it's like a mechanical bridge that splits in half. We would all just try to like
make
take because like a bus in the game. Then we were like, "Let's see how fast we have to get to jump it with the bus and stuff like that." And like it's all these games where we would play it all the time, but I don't know. I only found out this morning it was a racing game, bro. Like I didn't.
You didn't play it for the racing.
You could free drive. So like I didn't know like all these games I would spend hours on.
You played it for the
But nonsense. I didn't know you could finish the game. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't know there was a races. I didn't know the stuff you could do. I just thought, okay, the point of the game is drive different cars around. I didn't even know there were different locations. Like,
this is proof, no, that we like yearned for the open world and the freedom.
Exactly. Yeah, I still remember, I think the first stage is like Chicago or something. And that's all I
They put you in the real
cities. Can I just show you on Call of Duty, they did a version. So that's you and a friend. And so they come from all these ways.
That's great. This is like what Fortnite's doing. They're just putting every game in their game now.
Yeah.
But what is Fortnite? It's everything.
Yeah.
It was such a fun game.
Yeah. So. And then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Game Boy
Advance.
They're not the one that was based off the movie that came out in like 2007 or whatever. There was another one.
Like on the OG,
on GBA. So you could play with each of the characters, and they all felt different, but they also all had different like vehicle sections. So there was ones where like you know, remember they had like a thing that was almost like a boat that they would use.
Yeah.
So then there's one where you're on that, and then you must like shoot stuff while you're going through it. Or there's one where like you're on a skateboard and you must like, you know, navigate that. So they had so many different every character felt different, and you could also play, I think, as Casey sometimes. Wow. Okay. So like they let you play with everybody, and it just was such a lick of vibe to the game. And I played that game a lot, but I never see it.
Did you play the emulator or the real?
I played on a computer.
Don't stop him, please. Don't arrest him.
It might be part of the new that what's it like the Cowabunga collection.
Let's check it out.
I'm going to check you quickly. Because there's a lot of stuff on there.
There's like five or six games.
It's not this one. It's this
but
one.
Also, there was some banging.
I recognize the cover. I don't think it
you
would
play
be.
On normal Game Boy, Game Boy Color. Advanced.
So you see, there was like sections where you're doing the vehicle stuff.
Looks dope.
Or you like
very cool.
They had like all the stuff, skateboard
the
and stuff.
Put it behind. So.
I'm just checking it. So it's got. This can be all cut out.
Did you have a Game Boy Advance?
No, I didn't have a Game Boy.
Did you have a Game Boy?
I had a Game Boy Color.
Oh, okay. Yo. And you, Brad?
I only have a Game Boy Advance now. Like, I never had a Game Boy growing up. Never, ever, ever. I used to borrow one from my friend, like, for the weekend. I don't know how he let me borrow his Game Boy over the weekend.
Yeah, no, that's, like, yeah, that's mad. Yeah, that's
did he have a PlayStation or something else to play?
He did have a PS1 as well.
Did you have a Game Boy?
Nah. Advance. It's expensive, bro. I didn't have money.
I want to buy Game Boy Advance games now and play them on the GBA, but the games now are still expensive. They're like $500 these places are selling them for secondhand without covers, everything. It's just the cartridge.
Like, you must mod your one and then just put like a SD card in there.
True.
There's Switch 1 games that are still more expensive than they were when they came out.
GTA 6 prices, basically.
What do you call it?
FIFA prices, brother. The best version, the biggest version of it's like $2,500.
$2,500, yeah.
Yeah, it's $150. It's more than the premium edition of GTA 6.
That's dumb,
which is
bro.
Nuts.
Absolutely. But if anybody wants to send me one, because I'm playing FIFA now, I will.
He won't say no. He'd be appreciative. He needs it.
Hey, what's yours?
Okay, cool. So
did we go through all yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first one, and I just realized now while I was sitting here thinking about it, like all three of these games were introduced to me by my friends who I've spoken about on the podcast before, James and Luke, the twins.
The twins. It's the twins.
It's the twins. And they.
We still don't know if they're real. No, we haven't seen a photo. We haven't seen anything. So I don't know if they're real, but they'd
be imaginary.
Yeah. But so the first one is The Curse of Monkey Island. It was the first Monkey Island game I ever played. And it is the third Monkey Island game in the series. But it's basically, it's basic animation. Like it's like cartoon style animation. It's a point and click game. The point of the game is you start the game off. And the cool thing about it is it does follow. It clearly is the third game in the series because there's established characters and stuff like that. But you can play it on
its own thing.
You kind of have to pick up Stompies here and there to realize, okay, this is obviously the bad guy. This is obviously the love interest, whatever. But it starts with you as the main character, your love interest, you proposing to her on a ship. And you put a ring on her finger. And then she turns into like a solid gold statue. And then you realize the ring you gave her is cursed. And then the whole game is you trying to like rewind the curse, basically. But then also what happens is because you're in a world full of pirates, her solid gold statue body gets stolen. And then you have to go find her, remove the ring, redo like rewind the curse and stuff like that. But that's what's called the Curse of Monkey Island.
Funny,
okay.
And it is a very funny game. Like it's the Monkey Island series is the funniest game series I've ever played.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
What?
Leisure Suit Larry.
I knew you were gonna say.
I knew it.
Like, well, carry on.
Have you played Grim Fandango?
I love Grim Fandango. Yes. It's the same. Yeah.
It's on Game Pass. I'm considering playing it.
It's great. The puzzles in that game are crazy difficult. Like if you don't have a walkthrough, but it's really a lot of fun. It's a good story.
It's all those obscure like references.
Yeah, but so Curse of Monkey Island is, it's really simple. There's only two difficulty levels. The first one is like easy mode, and the second one is hard. And with hard mode, there are more puzzles. There are more steps to solve puzzles.
There is no in between.
Yeah. But no, it's just, I don't know what else to say besides it's a really fun and funny game. Mm. And it looks good even to this day because of the kind of a basic animation style. And still they're releasing Monkey Island games to this. Well, the last one was 2022. But still a great game series. And it was the first game I played in the series, which made me go back to the older games. And it's still one of my favorite game series to this day.
Sorry, guys. I have one ear in my nose that's going the wrong way, and it's making my nose itch. I'm not scratching in my nose if you're watching this.
Fair enough.
Carry on.
Yeah, I think you've scratched in your nose in this podcast before. So, like, you don't have to explain yourself.
Sorry, I'm just.
Yeah. I zoom in on it every time. And then the other one was Shadow Warrior. And now Shadow Warrior is basically...
Is it a Doom shooter? Like
it's a Duke Nukem clone, basically. Duke Nukem 3D clone.
Because it's that same... It's got that same like look and feel.
100%. And it's made by 3D Realms as well, Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah.
How difficult would it be to take Duke Nukem and like reskin it?
Not difficult
like
at all.
In today's world, there must be a way to do it, right?
I'm sure there must be mods that they've done.
Could we make a coughing controller?
Mod?
Let's do it.
There must be like a way to plug in skins into a thing.
Easy,
The walls look like this, put something else in the wall. A poster's like this, put something in there.
Yeah, of course there must be, yeah.
What's his name?
Lo Wang. So
that humor doesn't change.
The tagline is like, yeah, this is definitely a Duke Nukem.
Who wants some Wang?
Yeah. That's the clip.
But also, do you know what's not good? What is gonna be the clip is me like speaking in an Asian accent when I because it's clearly a white guy doing an Asian accent for his voice as well.
Oh God.
Let me move out of the shot for this.
Everything Brad says from this point is not
communicative.
I will not do the accent. But like you know in Duke Nukem as well, you would
Leon Schuster got to him. Is he doing accents now?
Fucking hell.
Is he doing accents now, bro?
No, but I'm not gonna say it. But he, like in the game, you walk past like a condom dispenser thing, and then he goes, before you attack her, wrap your whacker, but in a offensive Asian accent. But the gameplay, it's super gory.
Also, that's so random for the game.
They really went for the low wagging fruit.
Yeah. Nice. And it's basically it's Duke Nukem in like
it's
like,
Asian Duke Nukem.
It's Asian Duke Nukem, but like also like the enemies are like Asian folklore enemies sometimes, what I mean? And it's the same structure as Duke Nukem. It's like five levels, a boss, a big boss.
Okay.
And then another five levels, a big boss, something like that. The weapons are pretty cool. You get like swords and throwing stars and knives and stuff like that, and also guns like Uzis.
What were you playing it on?
PC. PC.
Oh. It's old.
Yeah, but the PS4 versions are the new ones, which I haven't really touched. I don't know. Yeah,
like, I feel like they can be very eaten.
Yeah,
I actually want to play this now.
And like, and you know, in Duke Nukem, like you go to the strip clubs and you hit the space bar, or whatever, and then they open their shirt or whatever. In this game, all the women in this game are anime women, so it's like they have like anime art styles.
Oh, dope!
And they have like colorful hair. But a lot of the time, if you go like interact with them, they'll pull out a gun and shoot you.
Nice.
Like, yeah, but it's also him going like, hey, baby. Like, so it's very misogynistic, like main character, very Duke Nukem coded.
The slow is dope though. The
yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
The cut through it because it looks like one solid piece there.
Correct. Yeah. But so, yeah. Also, like, I actually tried to play it again the other day, but it's, I downloaded it on Good Old Games because it's on there. But it's just too dated now. Like, you have to, I'm sure there's a mod out there, but you can't move with the mouse. You have to move with WSAD, but WSAD moves the character not, it doesn't strafe to the left and right. It literally turns into the left and the right. And then shooting is like space ball, shift or whatever.
Yo, so that that's
proper old school. Yeah.
That's old, yeah.
But maybe there's a mod that we can like modernize it a little bit. And then the third game was, what was the third game? Holy crap.
It's your third game.
I know. I forgot. The third game was Goosebumps, Escape from Horrorland.
I've never played this game before.
So I have spoken about this before on the podcast, but basically it's a sequel to the book where the kid, so in the Goosebumps book, the kids like go to Horrorland, which is like a horror themed theme park, and they get stuck in there. Now this game, obviously at the end of the book, they escape.
Neverland. What?
Horrorland.
Oh, just the skinny question.
Fucking hell.
It's the point and click.
It's a point and click adventure game.
So basically, it's also like,
game, though.
I thought it was like a what's it, FMV?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Like
Monkey Land.
It's very similar to Monkey Island. Yeah, that's the cover over there. And so you're playing as these three kids who are now, they were the three kids from the book, but now they are
playing with
each other. Also Neverland. And then now in this game you get taken back to Horrorland, or you wake up in Horrorland again, and now you must escape again. But it's a point and click game, and then there's a lot of other Goosebumps references in the game. Like there's a werewolf in there, there's the scarecrow walks at midnight and all that stuff. And there's some genuinely there was at the time at least, scary moments, which is like, you're like, you know those games where you're like going through a tunnel and then you turn around, you can see something chasing you.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Stuff like that in the game happens.
Turn around, no.
Yeah. And you want to turn around to feel the fear, basically.
There's a version of the game that came out on Wii, but it's just called,
I saw that,
just called Horrorland.
But I don't think it's the same. Is it the same, Sam?
I don't think it's the same. I think it's just the...
Yo, exit Wii, man.
Yeah. And then, actually, I tried to download it on PC the other day, this game, because I wanted to reference it in... I did reference it in my one Brad's Bins, the Goosebumps thing. I could not find the game, a downloadable version, anywhere. Like, nowhere.
Even
on
GOG.
And there's no, well, there's no, it's not on there.
Get to it.
Yeah. And there's Reddit forums saying, like, how the hell can I play this game? I always wanted to play it. And the crazy thing is, Jeff Goldblum is in this game as Count Dracula. Like, he's right at the end and he's Jeff Goldblum. Like, but as Dracula, it's pretty cool.
But also, you were a Goosebumps lightie.
I loved Goosebumps. So,
it also must have been dope to, like, see all the stories.
And just, be in the world.
Yeah, be in the same place and you get your own references and stuff.
Exactly.
Like that.
And I'm sure if I go back and play it now properly, it's like, it'll be, like, take 45 minutes to finish and not be that scary. Or
also, Goosebumps was...
It says it's here on Good Old Games.
No, but if you go there, it's like you vote for it to be on Good Old Games.
But Goosebumps was like camp. Like basic.
Very camp, yeah.
Like it wasn't difficult and it was... I feel like once you finished a Goosebumps book, you wouldn't... you can't get nightmares from it. Like they in a way that... It closed.
It's very kid friendly, and so that's the game was like that as well. But great game. I really enjoyed it, and it's like one of those proper forgotten gems because you can't flipping find it anywhere. And I know I have the CD. I had the CD, so it's probably somewhere in the garage, or my parents probably threw it away or something. But
now your parents didn't throw it away. Let's get real now, Brad.
If anybody threw it away, it was you.
Yeah, true.
If you don't know, go find Brad's bins. You'll
Thank
see
you.
All stuff there.
So that's me. Those are my three games. And honestly, I didn't even make the connection until now that it was all three of these games were introduced to me by James and Luke, my friends, who I just always hung out at their house and played.
What if
computer.
They're not real and they're part of the Goosebumps series?
This is why I say you don't watch stuff with spirits in
No.
Told you, bro.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, so
what is your forgotten game?
Give us your three for now. Like what do you want to share? We'll do more like as we go along when we have more time. Just last thing, call to
the
action.
The bar one game is real. The bar one game is real, guys. Just want to leave it on that. Okay. Now.
And then also, we might go to my show on the 28th and 29th while we all just hear punting. My show is just jokes. Come through.
Okay. No, it really is just jokes. Like, you're going to tell jokes.
What room are you in at the Homecoming Center?
The one upstairs.
Nice. I love that room. Yeah. I love that room.
You know that the room is not serious.
No.
It feels like silly can happen.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
It's not the serious room.
No.
Call to action for this week. What's your favorite video game fact? It was suggested by Saeed over there. So tell us, share your knowledge, guys. Share the knowledge and then we'll share ours another time.
I don't even have a video game fact.
That's his fact.
That's my fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
That's it for today.
I'm Gazin Bones.
I'm Shadley.
Brad.
I'm Saeed. And the Pawan game is real.
This is the Coffee with Rilo podcast.
Fucking flat earther.